Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So, first of all, I am super excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about the Bashani Radio app. And so, as I have been on the podcast network for some years now, I absolutely adore and appreciate my Bashani Radio family. And as a result, I wanted to invite the founder, the visionary, the president of Bashani Radio, none other than billionaire Benny himself, Mr. Benny Randall. How are you today?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm walking in the light. I'm one of the chosen ones. I'm just glad to be here. How about you, Miss Z?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm glad to be connected to you and have my face in this place. So I wanted to ask you, like, what was the inspiration for you starting the Bashani Radio Network?
Well, at first, what it was, a long time ago, I tried to get on the radio, and it seems like, you know, nobody didn't want this sexy voice. And I was just like, hold up, do y'all know what y'all missing? And then I realized that, okay, whatever someone won't give you, then you create. Okay. So we started, we started off our first iteration of doing podcasts, well, before podcasts even began. And that would be years ago, like maybe 1994, when we would do CDs, right? We would put like, it was called the Randall Report back then. And we would do four shows and put them on a CD and sell them for $5 a CD. And that was our Yeah, that was our podcast back then. You see what I'm saying? I would interview entrepreneurs and then sell the CDs with a cover and everything, just like if you sold a music CD. I would sell them as you know, and people enjoyed it because it was something, they were getting something that they were not accustomed to, because back then everybody was just, you know, CDs, it was music, and that was really it. Even audiobooks wasn't as popular as they are now. You see what I'm saying? So here I am putting on a CD of some, you know, great new and upcoming entrepreneurs and giving entrepreneur advice. So that was the first iteration of it. And then I went on, they started this thing called Blog Talk Radio way back when, before they even used to charge. So I got on that platform and I was like, wow, this is changing the landscape here, because this allows individuals to talk to people around the world. And then, they, you know, as they begin to change the platform a little bit and want to make money. And then I said, OK, well, I see where they was going with it. And I see the future of this. And it's still before podcasts, where anybody was saying podcasts. But, you know, this was, you know, this was that version of podcasts being able to be on that Blog Talk Radio. So I decided, well, won't I do that same thing and create a platform for myself? That was the first vision of it. I wanted a place where people could just come every week and hear me talk about different things and interview people that I found interesting. And in that, you know, vision of that, something said to me, well, why does it just got to be you? Why don't you create a platform for other people that are like you, like-minded? They want to help and serve other people. And I was like, interesting. And that was the beginning of Bashani Radio. Right. So it was online first, you know, just putting up it on the website before we was even pushing it out in the RSS feeds and things like that. And it was just you come to the site. And I initially, like I said, started it that it was going to be basically me. And then I said, I can bring even more people if I can highlight other people that want to do the same thing, but maybe don't have that tech savvy aspect of it and put it together. You know what I mean? At that time, nobody was really doing it that way per se. So I wanted to create a platform that, you know, I'm an individual, you know, I teach entrepreneurs. So I think what was missing, when you turn on the radio, you can hear all the music you wanted, Miss Scott, but you couldn't hear intelligent conversations by people that look like us. And I felt that's what was missing. And I wanted to faculate that.
Yeah, even BET didn't even have that.
Right.
Back in the day.
Right.
I don't think they've ever had any entrepreneur focused show programming. Right. I don't know of any shows.
They may have a little iterations like of it now, but still, you know, sometimes you remember, I think they had Tavis Smiley at one time where he would interview entrepreneurs, entertainers, and, you know, things in that highlight, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I just wanted to hear intelligent conversations from people that look like me that I could relate to. That's all I was asking for. I had no problem listening to all the other cultures, but sometimes you want to hear, what about somebody who looked like me that went through this? What did they do to get here? And that was the whole iteration of Bashani Radio app. And that's what we have now. We have across the board. You can go to your show and you hear everything from tech, you know, and everything you need to know about SEO, you know, stuff like people wouldn't even think that mattered, you know, that you helped them, you know, doing. And where else can you hear that type of stuff right in your pocket everywhere you want to go? You know what I mean? Every Thursday, you're blowing through there with more and more powerful information of how to get your thing into Google and understand it in Google, you know, and all the other shows from relationships. We have a few, you know, spiritual religious shows. We have my alter ego.
The prayer show.
Yeah, the prayer for everyone. It's literally a show where they just simply pray for everyone. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? The Benny Love Show, that's my alter ego where, you know, I just talk about love and relationships as versus Benny Randall Show, which is all about entrepreneurship, you know, in that aspect. So it's just a platform that, you know, I love to hear different perspectives, you know, and we have so much to offer, Ms. Scott. And a lot of times we are not given that shine to do that. And that's what I wanted to do with this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, since I've been on Bashani Radio, the first month I ever had an episode, I reached over 400,000 listeners. And, you know, that first month I was like, okay, this is a game changer. I can really, you know, reach a lot of people. So I want to stay on, like, the genesis of Bashani Radio just a little while longer. I thought that Bashani was a word. And then one day I asked you, I was like, what does Bashani stand for? What does it mean?
Yeah,
and you told me something that blew my mind.
Right. Bashani is the acronym for Benny Sees' Artistic Nature Inside. It's an acronym. So it was a made up word. Benny Sees' Artistic Nature Inside, because I'm a very creative individual. And everything I do has to be, you know, is around creating, whether creating products, whether creating opportunities, whether creating real estate developments. You know, that's just always been me. You know, I call myself, you know, the creator, because I'm always mm-hmm. in the process of developing something, you know, that can service not only myself, but others, just like Bashani Radio App.
Well, speaking of creativity, the Bashani Radio App, it has just launched a whole new version of the app. So what are you most proud of about this new facelift of the Bashani Radio App?
Oh, that's an excellent question. It's completely redesigned. You know, I have a way of just listening to the people that are with us from day one. And, you know, I'm always about improving something. It can always get better. And so what we did, we made the navigation of it extremely user-friendly now. You know, before our first iteration of it, you know, you had to scroll down to whatever shows were airing that day was automatically at the top, and everything else, you know, flowed below that based in when it airs each week. So, you know, whatever's newest was at the top and everything else got pushed down. And that was cool, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, some people said that, hey, you know, why I got to scroll down? Why can't I simply go to the show that I want to go to? And my answer is always, why can't you either? So let's make it happen. So I talked to my team and I said, let's do this. Let's make this happen. And so now when you go on to the redesign, you simply see it emulates the website. You see the flyer of the show. You hit the show and all the episodes comes up right there. And we have a new feature on those episodes where you're able to, you know, hit your favorites now. So if there's some, you know, sometimes some episodes are better than the other ones. So instead of strolling back to, oh, I remember I heard an episode 6 months ago. That was awesome. You can simply star it. And then voila, there's an episode right there in your favorite section, so you can go back and re-enjoy it, you know, again and again and again. And that's the beauty. We wanted the navigation of it, so we kept it simple. Also, we have like four major tabs at the bottom, right? One being the home,
right,
which is self-explanatory, where you can find everything. Number two being the news, that which is our news form, our alerts, our blogs, everything that we're talking about can be found in that news section and link in and outside of the app. Our social, you can go right to our social media now. So you don't have to search around and say, where's our IG at or where's our Facebook at now? Bam, you hit the button and you're there. And one feature I really, really love that I hope people really utilize it, you know, we wanted to see how we can make it more interactive with the listener. And now we have a feature called feedback. But the beauty of feedback is it's not just you email us or your thought or comment. You can record up to a 60-second message and send it directly to the station. And we will forward it to whichever show you're speaking of. So now they would have an audio version. So it's like having your own voicemail, you know, machine for the listeners. So now, you know, whether you like a show, whether you don't like a show, I encourage people to use that feature. You simply record, and it records up to 60 seconds, and then you hit send, and bam, it's sent to the station, and one of my team members will listen to it, see where it goes, and push it to that person's private email, and then they'll be able to either, you may hear your voice on the air, they may just answer your question, whatever it may be, but it gives the listeners a little bit more interactive and personal, you know, personability, you know, with the app. So that is what I'm most proud of when it comes to that and the easy navigation. And something most people might not know, when you go to the home section, and we have an alarm clock there, right? So what this alarm clock is, you can set it, right? And say, you know, most of the shows come out at 12 noon. So if you want to be reminded that, okay, there's some new shows coming out, new episodes coming out, you can set the alarm clock, and then it will alarm on your phone. And then when you hit the alarm, it will open the app up. voila, remind you, hey, there was something that's going to be released today that I need to check out. Usually it's 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So the clock is a very simple but a very powerful attribute, you know, and we even added the weather because who don't need to know what the weather is while they're traveling? Because the whole point of beauty of podcasts, Ms. Z, is that you're on the go. You are on the go.
Right.
And we want to keep you on the go. We don't want to stop your flow. We just want to flow with you. Does that make sense?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, one thing that I really like about the app, and this isn't a new feature, this has been a feature that has been there since day one, is the multitask feature. I like the fact that I can listen to, you know, the different shows while I'm, you know, on Instagram or on Facebook or, you know, on whatever
app.
So that's really cool. So My question for you is, you know, as you're looking at, you know, Bashani Radio and podcasting in general, why should an entrepreneur consider launching a podcast?
Because honestly, I think it's the most direct way to connect with your audience. It's just that simple. And, you know, I often tell people that people wait till they need an audience and then try to build it. Versus you should be talking to your audience long before you need your audience. And that's what a podcast right. allows you to do, is to be talking to that audience. So when you do have something that's available, they're already listening to you on a regular. They know your show comes out every Thursday. If you're listening to the SEO Queen, you know, every Thursday by 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, her show's going to, a lot of times now with the new iteration, it's up even earlier than that. It all really depends on, you know, when the host, you know, brings their show to the system. We're going to leave that. That's an inside joke.
Leave that alone. Leave that alone.
You know what I mean? We're going to leave that just right there, but that's an inside joke. But yeah, the opportunity now that we streamline it, you know, my team and staff, right. Kevin and Tracy, they get them things up now so much earlier than the 12 noon. So, you know, you won't even be surprised if you stay on your favorite show that you may wake up at 8 a.m. and the show is already there. So, and that's the beauty of the new ease to use navigation. But yeah, we wanted to make it so you don't have to have the app open to continue to listen. And another beautiful right. feature we have is the binge. So now once you actually hit show number one or whatever show you hit, it will automatically mm-hmm. play previous shows right behind that. So it would just go down the list from the newest to the oldest. So say you just tried to recap or you want to go back and listen to the whole season of the SEO show because you like it so much. You know what I mean? You literally
hit. You definitely want to binge the SEO Queen Tech show.
It is. So you can hear her beautiful voice right behind each other. And you don't have to do nothing. You put your phone in your pocket. You can travel to Georgia, Florida, LA, whatever. Just listening to the whole entire season. It's like our version of Netflix, except this is audio flicks. You know, we're not playing up in this pace. You know what I mean?
No. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, sick of you. Better ask somebody. You better tell them too.
Well, Mr. Randall, you know, I have to confess that I love the Mr. Benny Love show. I love the Client Attraction podcast, and shout out to Marco Ruffo, who's going to be speaking at the Reach More Clients Power Conference coming up in July. Make sure you go to SEOQueen.com
to get
more details about that and click on conference on top. But out of everybody's podcast, I have to talk about what Tanisha said. So,
oh, Lordy. Maybe you could talk about it. I can't even talk about it.
So she's exclusively on the Bashani Radio app, right?
Yes, indeed. Tanisha is an interesting host, let's just say it that way. She speaks her mind, and she really don't care what you really think. That's why we kind of had to make an exclusive, because on top of that, I don't even think they would play her on anybody else's network, you know, without pushing her or smothering her behind the things. And we try to put her behind it. We push her out there, you know, because things that she needs to say, they need to be said. It's just that simple. And Tanisha
apparently the listeners love her, because in April she was the number one show on Bashani.
Absolutely. And but if you listen to the show, I think you'll figure out that why that is. Listeners like what they like. And, you know, it's the whole point. You know, the good thing about our top four, you know, all the time is changing. So sometimes you'll have a really good month where everybody's just listening to everything. Or your last four shows were banging, and that just your numbers just right. go up. So that's the beauty of that. You know, we can't control that. That is the listeners control that by just showing up. And it's good. And right. I think it's good. It's a healthy competition. It's not a competition, but it's just healthy. You know, everybody wants to be in that top four spot. But it's all about, I think what it does, it brings more value to the network because, you know, your content has got to be good to make people want to keep coming back. That's the beauty of podcasts also is that, you know, as long as you got great content, people will return. If you don't have great content and you're not consistent, then people will not return. So, you know, it's really up to how much effort that host puts into creating valuable content and adding valuable content.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I just love the Bashani Radio app. And because this is the SEO Queen Tech Show, we just wanted to have an episode where we talk about the features of the app. And please, please, please make sure that you hit that feedback tab and holler at your girl, holler at all the hosts on the Bashani Network that you listen to. But especially please send me a message. I definitely want to hear from you about what you want to know about search engine optimization. And then, Mr. Randall, thank you so much for creating this platform and coming on my show. You're always so gracious. I really appreciate all that you do to support entrepreneurs all over the world. And so I want to ask you one last question. What are three things that people can do right now to grow their business and be more successful?
First thing, serve more people. That's the number one. Serve more people. The more people you serve, the more successful your business, no matter what industry is, will become. Number two, be innovative. You know, don't, you know, because you did something one way, just like when we first created, you know, when we started doing shows, we started on a CD and then we went online and then we created the first iteration of the app and then we created the iteration of the app we have now. So we're always being innovative and always continuing to do better, make it look better. You know what I mean? You can always, as they say, you know, make the watch a little bit better by adding some diamonds, taking some diamonds away, you know what I mean? Adding some gold, taking some gold away. So it's all about always being innovative and staying up with the times and seeing how much more can you add to something that you've become extremely good at. And you said three, right? And number three, do what you know and do what you love. See, oftentimes, Ms. Scott, people will sit around and they'll just be okay at things. You know what I mean? I know who I am. I know I'm a communicator, all right? So when I started right. making money as a communicator, I said, okay, all right, I can always talk, but if I ever lose my voice, what would I do then? You know, and that's when I decided to invest all that money I was making into other things. That way, if I never have to use my voice again, I'll be okay financially. So, you know, do what you love, love what you do, but be able to grow. You got to be able to grow in what you do. And don't just be okay. Be the best. I'd rather you be the best sanitation worker than, you know, or the best policeman or the best teacher. Whatever it is, just excel in it. Because remember, extraordinary people are only created by the extra that they put into it. You have ordinary and you have extraordinary. It's the only difference is the extra that they put into whatever they're doing. You know what I mean? I love
right,
talking.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I love talking. I know I just had to find people that would pay me to talk. And that's what I did. And it was very, very lucrative and still is today. So I use my voice accordingly, and it takes me around the world. People pay me a lot of money to talk. So love what you do. Do what you love, but make sure you're the best at what you, because there's only one of you. So if you can be the best in what you do, Ms. Scott, can't nobody get in your way. You know, there are going to be plenty of people that speak, but don't nobody voice sound as sexy as Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. the motivator, a.k.a. billionaire Benny. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
Mr. Randall.
Yes, ma'am.
You are one in a million. Truly, truly. God bless you. Thank you so much for
Let me correct you with that. I'm one in a billion. Let's go.
One in a billion.
Yeah, stop playing.
One in a billion. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. I always, every time I talk to you, I always have a good time. I always learn something new, and you always make me think. And so I'm glad that my listeners had an opportunity to see, you know, to see what you are about, what you stand for, and why the Bashani Radio Network is so awesome. So thank you so much for listening, and until next time.
All right. I just want to let people know, make sure you download it in the App Store for the iPhone and the Android. Just simply put in Bashani Radio. That's spelled B-S-H-A-N-I Radio. That's all you got to put in. It will come up. You download it and just have a good time. And make sure you hit that feedback button and talk back to some of these hosts and let them know how you're feeling.
You know what? You know what? I got so ahead of myself, I forgot to ask you, where can people contact you? So how can people contact you? They can download the app on the
app, but if you want to correct it, go to BennyRandall.com. That's B-E-N-N-I-E Randall.com. It's just that simple. One place will take you every place. It's just like that. I don't have 1,000 places you go. Just go to BennyRandall.com. That's all. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you want to hear some more.
Thank you for allowing me to be on your SEO show, which I listen to every week. So now I get to listen to myself on one of the episodes. So that's amazing.
Yes, it is. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been fun.
Been a whole lot of fun for me. You know me, I love to talk anyway. So you ain't did nothing but did me a favor.
I know you love to talk, and you definitely dropped a lot of gems. Those three steps, you know, serve more people, do what you love, and innovate. Now, those three things to be more successful, if you implement those things, you definitely will go to the next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you, and thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.